And we're live. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of News on the Flip Side. We've got a special edition tonight. Of course, we're doing a little panel show here. We try to get together so often, every so often on the station, do a panel show, especially in politics. We do it on other stuff as well, but we do try to do this on politics as much as possible. And frankly, it's been so crazy lately, this just seems to be a good time to do it. And I have Michael Angley and Gregory Miller joining with me. Of course, Michael Angley does Discovery Paranormal and Michael Angley Live on Saturdays. Gregory's with us on Voice of the People, who opens – well, we used to open for the day. I'm sorry. Actually, Chip opens now. But and then, of course, he's on Tuesday following with Voice of People following Michael. And I'm on actually before them. So the three of us seem to get together on the same days. I'm not sure how that all worked out like that. That was kind of weird. But still, it has been interesting. But guys, welcome to the show. How's tricks, dudes? I mean, oh God, there's no women with us tonight. Oh shit, we're gonna be in trouble for sure. Lily, where you at, man? You need to call in. Chris, you listening? We need some female back.
She's probably out drinking. She's out there causing trouble, man. She parties hard. You know what, Lily? Lily fights in bars, man. She gets like these bar fights.
Look, I wouldn't want to go ahead and hit button with Lily. At least she like kick somebody's ass, man. Look, by the way, in case y'all don't know who we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Lily White. She co-hosts with me on Mondays. She actually joins and helps out with a lot of shows. She's been several panel shows. She's actually with Christina George's show on there. That's her fantasy lesbian lover. But shh, I didn't hear that from me. And shit, I think she's listening. Oh, we in trouble for sure now. Anyway,
she said that Christina can't. She said Christina can't handle her.
Uh-oh. This is an appropriate profession that's going to be discussed.
It sounds like a challenge, man.
Shit, I'm just
thinking. Are we sexually harassing right now? Is that what we're doing?
I think we're being sexually harassed, but anyway, we're just going to be okay with all of that. anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually got quite a few things we're going to be talking about tonight, but, you know, there's been so much of these women coming out with different people, you know, from Cosby through Clinton to Trump to Moore to, you know, the little faggot boy from the Senate, whatever his name is. I keep wanting to call him Al Sharpton. Got to get that out of my head, man.
Yeah, Al Sharpton.
It's just, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's just one of those retarded things. And I didn't mean that.
I'm threatening Lily. I'm telling her that we're talking about her. She's got to come on the air right now.
I see her on there. They, it's frankly, all of this has been kind of overwhelming for everyone, you know, myself included. And then, you know, we had talked about this on other shows, all these young millennial teachers that seem to be jumping these students. Now, here we got two in 1 week. It's becoming like every other week now. I forgot the other day, it was either 56 or 66 for the year so far. It's a record. It's a record in 1 year for this, and it's just crazy. Oh. So what is this? Is this the year that everybody who's lost their mind or has been abused or is planning to abuse, this is the year that's going to all go down? And I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Has the number of teacher-student relationships exceeded the number of accusers against Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, you know, that's a good one. Probably, but close. I mean, we got Cosby. What is Cosby at now? Like 60 now or something, 56? Cosby, you dirty old bastard. You know, we all know about the acting, the casting couch, but damn, man. You know, for the guy who, you know, was Fat Albert and did all the kid stuff and all, you was a damn pervert. Just saying.
I knew Fat Albert was a pervert watching that when I was a kid, man. I was like, that guy would inappropriately touch me, man. You know what I mean?
Probably.
He seems a type.
Too.
Come on, he ain't got no girlfriend. Kids, the guy's out, you know what? Really?
Oh, Lord, we're probably offending half the country.
Look at Mushmouth, man. I bet you he abused him. That's why he talked like that. He's all scarred from experience.
Oh, Jesus. Cosby, anyway.
I mean, in all honesty, how do you, looking at the Cosby mistrial thing, how do you even expect to sit a jury in California that hasn't heard or been exposed to this in the media? I mean, let's be realistic about this.
Lily, I mean, said that she'll come on. You got to call her, though. You got to put her on.
I'll give her a call just to say.
All right.
It's, she has a perspective, man. There's just so much of this going on these days, guys. I mean, it's crazy. Now, this is what's so weird about this. Okay, so we got Cosby and Harvey and Trump and Cliff. Now, all of these cases are 30, 40 years old. Okay, right. You're like, wow. All right, now there's a lot of them. Okay, and then we got all these young girls that are all like from the last 4 years. And you're like, what the f*** is going on here, man?
Kevin Spacey.
Are these old guys being reborn?
You got Kevin Spacey. That's recent. He did stuff years ago, but also when he was one of the London Vic Theater, man, he was into young boys. So that's as soon as 2015, 2 years ago. So, all right, I want to see some heads roll. So NYPD opened up investigations against Harvey Weinstein, LAPD, and the FBI. Good. That's good.
Like two months ago, if you said Harvey, everybody thought you were talking about the hurricane in Houston, Texas. You know, look how fast this came in. And it has snowballed, man. It has not stopped.
You know what the funny thing is? All these guys are beta males who had never a chance with these beautiful women in their lives, honestly. You know, for women like that, you need a lot of money. It's a money thing. You know, you have to own the big house or whatever because they're attracted to that. They want that, the sexual worthiness and whatever. I mean, we can get to the psychological reasons or whatever. All I'm saying is that these are a bunch of beta males, every last one of them. And then because they had money and power, it made them alphas in those circles. And these guys, exploited all of these women. But what does that say for our society in general and between the sexes and between also the classes of people?
Oh, there she is.
Hey,
I like you right now.
What?
I have a full house.
My
right
Lily.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lily. Everybody tell Lily hi. She can only stay for a second.
I'll be right back.
Wow. You know, Michael, it almost sounds like what you're saying is that alpha females in the United States in our culture, alpha females are in a position to psychologically take advantage of beta males who have, you know, some resources.
That's what happens. That's what happens a lot, actually.
How did the beta male get resources in the first place? That's typically not how that works.
They work.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have enough resources to be worthy of a target.
They work jobs and they make money.
That's not an alpha female then, because I'm sorry, just working a job does not mean you have the kind of money that would make you a proper target for a gold digger.
Okay. Well, I mean, you work your job and you know what? There are people who become very successful in the industries that they're in. And those guys, you know, have really their pick because it's about money. It ain't about love. It's about money. It's about resources.
I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm going to agree with that. However, the beta males typically aren't the ones in those positions.
You know what? Believe it or not, a lot of alpha females will settle for a beta who's a good provider because they're not looking at too much competition either, right? Because all the alpha males, you know, that these women are falling all over them all the time, you know? Women of low morals, I will say. Because somebody of high morals wouldn't classify themselves financially.
I feel you, but a lot of women in this day and age are settling back.
A lot of women use their vaginas like an ATM machine, and that's exactly what the problem is, I think.
That's been true since the beginning of time, so that's not anything special, and that's a matter of societal.
Lily says, yeah, so.
Lily doesn't think she does that. I'm just saying I'm not going to disagree because there are gold digging out here. Okay.
Yeah.
But the point I wanted to make is that nowadays, since women graduate more than men, there's a big, I don't want to say, there's a trend that women are settling backwards. Lower educated men get those same
things. Oh, it's not a trend. Do you know why that exists? Because women have gotten free education for all these years, and men
all
are pushed down.
Educated?
Men are pushed down while women are elevated in this society. So now you have a lot of overly educated women with no jobs
because they have a job because they're educated.
But they settle for the beta guy because he's the guy who's the plumbing and heating guy or the electrician who makes $70,000 or $80,000 a year, and those guys make more than the overly educated women. So it's not about you know, I have a better education, I'm settling for less. It's about, I have a better education, but this guy makes more money. I want his money. I can sit back and do nothing, be a stay-at-home mom or something like that, and then use this dude's money.
That's not necessarily true either. Just because the guy makes more money doesn't mean the woman is like, I'll just be a stay-at-home mom. Because, you know, the same
child benefits best. A lot of them like that.
The male becomes
a utility, you know? And then once that utility is used up, they go on to somebody else. Tell me that doesn't happen.
On the other side, I mean, it's a two-handed sword, because while men were used for their money, women were used for their bodies. But women just got rights.
Yes,
so how
bodies. Let me tell you, women age like milk, men age like fine wine. That's why a lot of young women are looking for men in their 40s and 50s who don't have too much excess baggage. Because they're already emotionally set, and they're also financially set.
You know, Mike's actually right about that. I mean, I get hit on more now as an old fat ball man than I did when I was young and hot. So you explain that one to me.
Look at the demographic.
That's it. Demographic.
Who's hitting on you? Michael, I seen your Facebook. Don't even
all over the place, girl.
But, well, I like messing with you. And it's fun. Yeah. It's different. Hubby's not going to stay hubby for long. He keeps talking. It's trash.
So anyway, we keep So what we got here is we've got these old guys who abuse power right out. So we know that. When we look across the board at most of these guys, we know this is abuse of power. This is nothing more than that, but just abuse of power. And then now we basically either got women coming back reincarnated as these old bastards, or somehow they have decided that they're going to abuse the power too. Because, you know, when you start talking about 22, 24, 26, 28-year-old women having sex with 14, 15, 16-year-old boys, it's an abuse. Even though for every boy I know, they're going, Joe, shut up, dude. Just shut up. and really, in all fairness, ladies, I got to say this. I would be saying the same thing. Oh, God, you got to be kidding me. What am I teaching? Oh, come on. I'm going to get an A for sure, man. What the hell? I mean, let's just be honest. Now, you know, and the lady the other day tells me, well, it's not like that for women. I said, it's not like that for all women. I said, but I know a lot of 15, 16, 17-year-old girls it was just like that for. I said, in a lot of ways, and I said, I hate to say this, but in a lot of ways, men and women have become closer in certain areas that before were, let's just say, male-dominated. And not good things either, by the way. We're not talking about good things here. These are areas where you rarely heard about females, and you know, from anywhere from serial killers to things like we're talking about child molestation, stuff like that. You just didn't hear about them in the amounts you hear about today. It's almost like it's a rite of passage of some kind. It's just weird. It's like when a country can finally get nuclear weapons or something. It's a strange thing, but when you look at the statistics over the last 10 years, it's ridiculous, especially amongst millennials.
It was tolerated when women had sex with their students and things like that. It was tolerated, but now it's not. You know, people are calling them out because they don't want to have that double standard. That's good. It, you know, justice should be equal, right? I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I mean, see, I've always had a problem with this. Okay, I agree that it's bad, but you're going to take someone like this 24-year-old teacher who's going to end up getting 10 to 15 years. Now, what's the worst thing that happened to this kid? And he was willing, remember. I'm not talking about rape.
He got laid. You know,
now, if it was male or female. Now, let's be honest. If this is a 15, 16-year-old male or female at the time, what's the most harm that came? They got laid, and they were willing participants and probably enjoyed it because the other person was older and wiser. Now, psychological damage, not there. But the problem is the rest of the time there is psychological damage because it's being forced and it's being pushed. So if you accept one even half-handedly, it makes it hard to prosecute the other.
No. Just because they're consenting doesn't mean there's not psychological damage. They just realize it later, because at the end of the day, male, woman, younger, older, doesn't matter. They're underage and they're still being manipulated by someone that's older, more experienced, and la-di-da-da. Oh, I was consenting. Oh, I was enjoying it. You don't even know enough about the world to properly understand what you're consenting to. Okay?
Well, that's true.
A lot of adults
And under these rules, this is what's really sad about this. Under these rules, the first four girls I slept with as a young man, I was 15, I'm not going to lie about it, were all 19, 20, 21, what? 22. Actually, we owned a restaurant, and they worked for us. And they used to take turns when they was in the house.